主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你真是我们知心的朋友。
You indeed, you are our best friend.
你是我们最可爱的伴侣。
And our loveliest companion.
主，无论我们走到哪里。
It doesn't matter where we go.
无论我们在何境况。
And in what condition.
你总是把我们挽回。
You always bring us back to you.
把我们带回到你的身边。
Back to your side.
使我们躺卧在青草地上
And you lead us to lie down on green pastures
到可安歇的水边
Or to lie down beside the still waters
主感谢赞美你
We
有了你我们还要什么呢
For we have enough as long as we have you
我们起誓跟随你
And we have promised to follow you
永不改变
And that will never change
主感谢赞美你
Thank you and praise you
你祝福以下的时间
Bless the following time
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name, Amen
Amen 感谢主我们把时间交给家生弟兄
Give the time to Brother Timothy
谢谢主主耶稣真的是我们最知心的朋友
We're so thankful for our Lord indeed is our best friend
在我们人生的高山低谷
Whether in hills or in the valleys.
我们的主与我们同行。
The Lord walks with us.
我们一起来读一段的圣经。
I want to read a passage together with you.
在出埃及记。
In the book of Exodus.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
请我们一起从第一节读到第十四节。
Verses 1 to 14, let's read them together.
好，请我们一起来读。耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说你们要以本月为正月为一年之首你们吩咐以色列全会众说本月初十日个人要按着父家取羊羔一家一只若是一家的人太少吃不了一只羊羔本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只你们预备羊羔要按着人数和饭量计算要无残疾一岁的公羊羔你们从绵羊里取或从山羊里取都可以要留到本月十四日在黄昏的时候以色列全会众把羊羔宰了各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上当夜要吃羊羔的肉用火烤了与无酵饼和苦菜同吃不可吃生的断不可吃水煮的要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃不可剩下一点留到早晨若留到早晨要用火烧了你们吃羊羔要腰间束带脚上穿鞋手中拿杖赶紧的吃这是耶和华的逾越节因为那夜我要巡行埃及地把埃及地一切投生的无论是人是牲畜都击杀了又要击败坏埃及一切的神我是耶和华这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号我一见这血就越过你们去我击杀埃及地投生的时候灾殃并不临到你们身上灭你们你们要纪念这日守为耶和华的节作为你们世世代代永远的定例那这是在旧约的里面当神要拯救以色列百姓出埃及的时候所发生的一个非常重要的事情
And this is something happened something very important happened in the time of Old Testament when God brought Israelites out of Egypt
神曾经十次的击打埃及法老
For 10 times God struck Israelites
那事实上每一次呢是击打埃及的那个偶像背后仇敌的权势
Actually God's intent was to strike the power of idols were behind the power of Egypt
那在最后一次呢神要毁灭要击杀埃及所有投生的
When it came to the last strike God meant to kill all the firstborn in the land of Egypt
但是神叫他们预备逾越节的羔羊
At the same time he told Israelites to prepare for a lamb for Passover
那到底什么是逾越节的羔羊呢
What is that lamb of Passover indeed?
我们一起来读一下哥林多前书五章七节
Let's read this verse together 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7
你们既是无效的面就应当把旧效除尽 好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。好，到了新约，在哥林多前书保罗讲的那么清楚。
Therefore, Paul made it so clear to us when it comes to 1 Corinthians in the time of New Testament.
说到我们的主，他是逾越节的羔羊基督。
He said Christ, our Passover lamb,
他已经被杀献祭
了。Has been sacrificed.
哦，在这边我们看见，真的只有耶稣基督，他是真正逾越节羔羊的意义。
Therefore, we know only Jesus Christ is the true lamb of Passover.
在当时以色列百姓要出埃及不晓得杀了多少只逾越节的羔羊
On the very night before Israelites left Egypt millions all many lambs were killed
他们是一家 一只
Because each household has to kill one lamb
在新约里面我们知道这个真实的意义
But when we come to the New Testament we know indeed what's the true meaning of Passover
逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了
Jesus Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦
And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt
你们要以本月为正月为一年之首
This month is to be for you the first month
今天是中国人的一月一日
Today is January 1st according to Chinese calendar
在当时候以色列人以他们的立法来讲可能是在七月的时候
And at that time maybe it was July for Israelites
但是神告诉他们你要以本月为正月为一年之首
But God said to them, this month is to be for you the first month of the year.
今天在我们人生中过去有许多的年日
And many days would have passed in our life.
但是好像真正算数是我们从在基督里面开始
But whatever really counts starts from the day we were born in Christ.
我们得着了一个新的生命
That's the day we received a new life.
我们有了一个新的开始
We had a new beginning.
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
Bible says whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过一切都变成新的
All things have passed, everything is new in Christ.
很多的时候弟兄姊妹在受浸的那一天
And many times when people were baptized,
说记得啊这是你的生日
We always remind them, remember, this is your birthday.
其实我们的生日是从耶稣基督降生在我们的里面
Therefore, the birthday starts from the day when Jesus is born in our heart.
我们说我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变
Because ever since then, we've experienced great change in our life.
是耶稣来住在我心
It started from when Jesus came into our heart.
神要拯救以色列的百姓离开埃及地
And at the time, God wants to deliver Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
从前他们是在那里做奴隶的
And before, they were slaves in the land of Egypt.
他们受辖制的
They were under control and bondage.
今天神要救赎他们
But God wanted to deliver them.
这边是说到一件事情
So that tells us something.
过去我们的生命也是受仇敌的辖制
Yes, in the past, maybe our lives have been under the control and bondage of the evil one.
他们在那里也很辛苦的做苦工
Israelites worked so hard.
他们为着法老造基或城
They were building these cities for the Pharaoh
弟兄姊妹我们没有蒙恩得救之前
Same way before we were saved
也许我们在世界上也很辛苦也很努力
We labor and we work hard in this world
但是好像没有一个永远的价值
But we felt that we didn't know what we were doing for
直到我们的主拯救了我们
Until the day Jesus saved us
他伸手海中救了我们
He stretched out his hand and lift us up from the sinking sea
啊，我们说以这个月为正月
And that, from that day on, that's the first month of the year of my life.
为一年之首
And that's the beginning of my year.
这是讲到说今天他们要站在一个蒙恩的地位
And that talks about how Israelites were about to be blessed.
这是我们每一个蒙属的儿女我们所站的地位
And that's the same position you and I, saved the children of God, would take.
过去的岁月好像是被蝗虫吞吃掉了
It's like all my past days have been swallowed by the evil ones.
但是我们感谢主主把今天留给我们
But I'm thankful, Lord, you still give me today.
今天就是我们蒙拯救的日子
Today is the day that I can be saved by your grace.
我们有一个新的开始
I can have a new start.
在这边呢神叫他们每一家取一只羊羔
And here it says that each household shall take a lamb
它是以父家为单位
And according to the father's house
每一家都有一只
One for each household
那在这边我们看见说，当救恩临到我们的身上。
Therefore, when salvation comes upon us.
新约里面说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Just like Bible said in the New Testament, believe in the Lord, you and your household shall be saved.
这是主给我们一个宝贵的应许。
And that is such a precious promise from God.
不只是我们个人要来得着。
Not only that we will receive salvation individually.
我们要向主祷告，救恩是临到一个家。
We shall pray to the Lord that the salvation will come to our household entirely.
所以我们可以来到神面前为着我们的家人祷告。
That is why we can come and pray the Lord. I will pray for my family.
这个羔羊是以富家为单位，一家准备一只的。
The lamb is for the entire household.
那这个救恩呢是要临到一个家的。
And salvation is supposed to come upon each household.
所以我们要为我们的家人祷告。
That's why we need to pray for our family members.
我们求主的救恩临到我们的全家。
That we pray the Lord, may your salvation come upon my entire family.
他们每一家都要预备一只羊羔。
At the time, every family has prepared for themselves a lamb.
那为什么要预备一只羊羔呢
？Why?
而且这只羊羔是没有残疾、没有瑕疵的。
And it has to be a perfect lamb without any blemish.
所以他们要经过检查。
Therefore, they need to examine the lamb carefully.
我们知道每一只羊羔是一个预表。
Every lamb is nothing but a type.
刚刚我们读到哥林多前书，讲到这个羊羔所代表的意义，是说到我们的主耶稣基督。
They are a type of our Christ Jesus.
他是逾越节的羔羊。
Because he is the true Passover lamb.
他是没有斑点、没有瑕疵的。
He's without spot, without blemish.
他是那位完全的救主。
And he is that perfect redeemer.
在这边呢，每一家都要预备一只。
And here at the time of Israel life, they have to prepare for each household a lamb.
是没有残疾的。
It has to be perfect.
一岁的公羊羔。
And the 1 year old.
无论是从绵羊里或者山羊里取都可以。
And you can take them from either sheep or the goats.
我们知道，当神给他们一个事情，就是要击杀埃及所有投生的。
We knew at the time God was about to strike every firstborn in the land of Egypt.
以色列人可不可以说我是以色列人，我不是埃及人，所以这个击杀是不会临到我身上的。
Did Israelites be spared of their life and just because they were Israelites?
圣经里面不是让我们这样看见。
No, that's not how the Bible said.
无论你是埃及人，无论你是以色列人。
It doesn't matter if you're Israelites or Egyptians.
今天呢，在埃及的都要被击杀。
As long as you dwell in the land of Egypt, you are doomed to be struck.
但是神给他们一个拯救的道路。
But there is a way out.
叫他们每一家准备一只羊羔。
That is, if each household can prepare for themselves a lamb.
虽然他是以色列人。
Yes, they were Israelites.
虽然他可以说我是拣选的族类。
They may say, hey, I'm the chosen people of God.
就像今天在以色列这些犹太人，他们仍然认为他们是蒙拣选的族类。
Just even till today, Jews dwelling in the land of Israel, they still claim that we were the chosen people of God.
他们说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are the descendants of Abraham.
但是呢，他们能不能够因着他们的这个传统，他们就能够得救呢
？Could they be spared of the final judgment when that day come because they were Jews?
不行啊
！No.
当神说击杀离到埃及的全地
，When the judgment strike the land of Egypt,
是每一家的长子都要被击杀。
All the firstborn shall be stricken.
犹太人、以色列人，他们也不能幸免的。
And even though you are Israelites, you cannot be spared.
但是他们可以预备羊羔。
But what they could do is to prepare for themselves a lamb.
因为神有一个救法。
Because God has a salvation.
但是我们说，若是有一家人，他们说他们已经预备了一个羊羔。
If there was this household and they had prepared themselves for themselves a lamb.
那的确呢，这只羊羔也是没有残疾的。
And it was without defect, a perfect lamb.
是一岁的公羊羔。
It was one year old, a male goat.
他说我们。这所有的都合乎要求。
Everything qualifies for the condition.
那单有这只羊羔。
But just having a lamb itself.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想，当灭命的天使来到的时候，他们能不能够逃避这个审判呢
？Think about it. When an angel of death passed over their household, could they escape from the judgment?
他可不可以说我有一只羊羔
？Could they claim because I have a lamb here in our house?
不行的。
No, that wasn't good enough.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们来到地上。
We all knew Jesus has come into the world for our sake.
道成了肉身。
He was that word of God became flesh of man.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
And all the fullness of God dwell in Jesus Christ in bodily form.
他就是神的羔羊。
He was the Lamb of God.
他在地上把神所有的丰富荣耀彰显出来。
And he manifests all the fullness of God on earth.
他也彰显了神的生命性情。
And he manifests the life and the nature of our Father God.
主耶稣在地上，他充满了怜悯和慈爱。
Jesus was full of mercy and loving kindness.
他真的是叫这些有病的都能够来到他那里得着医治。
And whoever was sick came to him would be healed.
他的话安慰了人的心。
And he comfort people with his word.
他可以叫风和海都听他的命令。
And he could calm the wind and sea.
但是这一位这么好的救主。
And this wonderful Lord.
跟我们有什么关系？
What's the relationship between he and us?
如果主耶稣就在我们的中间，
If the Lord sits right here in our midst,
是在他的肉身的里面，
In his flesh,
他这么的完全的美丽圣洁，
Even though he's perfect and all holy,
他的好像跟我们可能没有任何的关系。
But what is his relationship with us?
当时拥挤耶稣的有许许多多。
There were so many people crowded by Jesus' side when he was on earth.
当时盼望吃饼得饱来跟随耶稣的有许许多多。
And there are so many people who followed Jesus so they could be fed.
但是和耶稣基督的生命和他的救赎是没有关系的。
Yet they had nothing to do with the salvation and his redemption.
所以这以色列每一家他们若是单单预备了一只羊羔，
Therefore, by preparing for each household a lamb,
他们仍然是没有办法得着拯救的。
They still could not partake in salvation.
主耶稣若是单单来到地上，
If Jesus came into the world,
他如果只在肉身的里面，
If he stayed in flesh,
跟我们的得着救恩是没有关系的。
Then we have nothing to do with his salvation.
所有的丰盛都在主的里面。
And all the fullness is in Christ.
但是跟我们是没有关系的。
So we have nothing to do with that.
在下面他讲到怎么样呢？
So what should we do to partake in that?
你光是有羊羔是没有用的。
It is useless. Just have the lamb itself.
他说要留到本月十四日。
But here says, until the 14th day of the month.
在黄昏的时候，以色列全会中把羊羔宰了。
And that's the time you should roast the lamb, kill the lamb and roast it.
需要把羊羔杀了。
You need to kill the lamb.
神的儿子必须是被杀的羔羊。
Because the Son of God has to become that lamb that was slain.
感谢主，我们的主不但为我们来到地上。
We are thankful our Lord has not only come into the world for our sake.
不但在地上为我们走一条最卑微的道路。
Not just to walk on the lowest way on earth.
把神的生命性情从他的身上彰显出来。
To show us the nature and life of God.
真的从来没有人看见过神。
You know, prior to that, nobody had witnessed how God is like.
只有在父怀里的独生子或者说独生神把神表明出来。
But the only begotten son that was in the bosom of God was able to reveal to us what God was like.
主耶稣不但为我们来他也为我们受死。
And Jesus wasn't just being born for us,He also died for us.
他在十字架上亲身担当了我们的罪。
On the cross, he took personally all the sins of the world.
神真的看见所有的人类，就像埃及人在埃及，不是有以色列人在埃及一样。
And when God looked down the entire human race, just the same as he looked down and saw Israelites suffer in the land of Egypt.
是在一个为奴的光景。
How we were like slaves.
是他们没有办法拯救自己。
That we cannot save ourselves.
他们没有办法靠着自己来脱离这个权势。
And there's no way we can get out of this bondage by our own.
法老代表撒旦的权势。
Pharaoh represented the power of the evil one.
那这些以色列的百姓，他们活在那里，没有什么自己的意义和价值。
And those Israelites living there, they really had no meaning for their lives.
他们活着就是要为着法老来做工。
The sole purpose of their labor was to help the Pharaoh.
为着法老来建造这些积货城。
To build these cities for Pharaoh.
然后他们一生就是这样子。
And that was pretty much the meaning of their lives.
今天我们看见世界上这所有的人类。
If you look around nowadays, people in this world.
好像就在一个仇敌的权势底下。
And you can see they were under the power of an evil one.
而且呢，还有永远的审判。
And a way for us is the eternal judgment.
没有指望，没有神。
No hope and know God.
这就是人类的光景。
That is the condition of human race.
但是神何等的爱我们。
But God loves us so much.
神盼望来拯救人类。
And He wants to save us.
所以他差遣了他儿子来。
That's why God sent His one and only Son.
所以人子来，他真的是成了众人的赎价。
So the Son of Man has come to become the ransom for all.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man has come not to be served.But to serve.
他来为我们舍命。
He came to die for us.
为我们死在十字架上。
To die on the cross for us.
为我们付了最大的代价。
And pay for us the greatest price.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主已经把这个工作都做成了。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God has done it all for us.
今天我们想以色列家，若是有一家人，他们不单有一只没有残疾的公羊。
Now imagine during that day when one of Israelites' household did not only they prepare for themselves.A perfect lamb.
到了那一个月的十四日。
And when it comes to the 14th day of the first month of the year.
在黄昏的时候。
And during evening time.
他们也真的把羊羔给宰了。
They slain the lamb.
那我们再问，当灭命的天使来到的时候，他们能不能够逃脱审判呢？
Now, same question again. When an angel of death arrived, could they be spared?
他说我们预备了羊羔。
They may claim, hey, we got a perfect lamb.
我们也把羊羔给宰了。
And we slaughtered the lamb as promised.
但是对不起，当灭命的天使经过的时候
，But I'm sorry, when the angel of death passed by，
这一个家的长子仍然要死。
The firstborn in that household will die as well。
主耶稣基督已经为我们来到地上
，Just like Jesus is coming to the world for our sake，
他已经为我们死在十字架
，And he died for us on the cross。
哦，他被火焚烧
，And he was burned。
他在十字架真的是受尽了一切的苦难
，He suffered all on the cross。
为我们流出他的宝血。
He shed his blood for our sake.
他为我们付了一切的代价。
And pay the price for all.
今天这个家人说，我已经把羊羔给宰了。
Therefore, this Israelite household may say, you know, we slaughtered the lamb.
甚至我把羊羔的血都盛在一个盆子里面。
And look, we poured out all the lamb, the blood of the lamb into this vessel.
主耶稣基督已经流血。
Jesus has shed his blood for us.
他已经舍命。
He gave his life for us.
这是一个事实。
That is a fact.
但是今天人若不接受他
But if we do not accept or receive what he has done
这个救恩和你仍然是没有关系
Then we still have nothing to do with God's salvation
预备了羊羔
Yes, we have prepared ourselves a lamb
神已经预备了逾越节的羔
羊 Just like God has prepared for us the Passover lamb
把羊羔宰了
And we have slaughtered the lamb
羔羊已经被杀
Like Jesus has been slain to death
主在十架已经舍命
On the cross, Jesus gave His life,
已经流了宝血
shed his blood.
但是呢，他们仍然还有一件事情要做。
But there's still one more thing to do.
他说各家要取点血
You have to take some blood.
涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上
And put it on the sides and tops of the door frames.
和门楣上
Of the houses.
光是有羊羔是不行的。
Therefore, it is not enough just to have the lamb.
光是羊羔被杀也是不行的。
Neither is enough if the lamb speaks slain.
光是羊羔流血也是不够的。
Or shed its blood.
他们需要把羊羔的血涂在门框和门楣上。
We had to apply the blood onto the doorframe.
他们乃是用那个牛膝草，是草中最小的一种草。
And they have applied to this smallest kind of grass.
他把它涂在门框门。
Use the smallest grass as a brush and apply the blood onto their door frames.
这边说到，我们需要用信心来接受神的儿子为我们完成的救恩。
And this refers to that we need to use our faith to apply the salvation onto ourselves.
今天我们用信心来接受。
Therefore, we accept the salvation through faith.
在我们的心门上涂了。羔羊的宝血
It's like putting the blood of the lamb, onto the door of our hearts.
逾越节的羔羊所成就的一切，跟我们发生了一个直接的关系。
Then we now have this direct relationship with the Passover lamb.
不再是一个客观的事实。
It's no longer just an effect that has occurred, but had nothing to do with me.
这每一家的里面，它不单有没有残疾的羊羔。
Each household not only they had this perfect lamb.
他们不单把羊羔给杀了。
Not only they have killed.
他们需要把羊羔的血涂在门框和门楣上。
They need to also put the blood around their door frames.
我们需要凭着信心来接受耶稣基督他所有完成的救恩。
Likewise, we need to use our faith to accept what Jesus has done.
我们需要凭着信心，我们来得着羔羊宝血所有的全能。
And by faith we can accept and receive all the power and promises in the Lamb.
今天可能有一个以色列的家。
Maybe there was this Israelite household.
感谢主，他们有羊羔。
We're thankful that.Praise the Lord, they got a lamb.
他们也把羊羔宰了。
They killed the lamb.
他们也把羊羔的血涂在门框和门
上。And they also put the blood on their door frames.
但是呢，当夜灭命的天使要经过的时候
，But when on that very night the angel of death passed by,
是不是这个羊羔的血就能够让他们逃脱这个审判呢
？Is that enough?The blood of the lamb is sufficient to spare their life from the judgment.
也许他做了这所有的事情。
Yes, maybe they have done it all.
但是他里面可能充满了惧怕。
But their hearts may be filled with fear.
像中国人过年啊，那个年说是一个寿。
Just like a long time ago, according to the tradition of Chinese New Year, the word New Year is the name of a wild beast.
所以他们要放鞭炮，把这个兽赶走。
That's why we have all these firecrackers in an attempt to scare the wild beast away.
但是这些以色列百姓，他们有了羔羊的血涂在门框门楣上，但他们可能里面还是充满了惧怕。
Therefore, even though Israelites apply all the blood as God has told them.They may be still very afraid.
到底这个是不是就能够叫我们逃脱审判
？Because they weren't sure if we can escape the judgment.
今天我不晓得神的儿女里面还有没有这样的恐惧。
And I don't know, as a child of God, do you have the same kind of fear?
今天我们知道撒旦他永远是叫人惧怕。
You know, Satan has this good thing about has this thing about making people afraid.
常常叫人好像看不见宝血的全能。
And blind the eyes of men so they cannot see the perfect power in the blood of the Lamb.
但是在这一点上，是需要我们用信心来接受的。
Even that, we need to accept what God has said by faith.
他们不单因着信，他们预备羊羔，他们宰杀羊羔。
By faith, they.Prepare for themselves a lamb and kill the lamb.
因着信，他们把羊羔的血涂在门框门楣上。
And also by faith, apply the blood on their doorframes.
他们因着信，知道神一看见这个血就会越过他们。
And also by faith, they knew when God saw the blood of the lamb, God will pass over them.
不因着他们是以色列人，他们得着拯救。
It's they were not saved because they were Israelites.
乃是因着他们有羔羊的宝血。
But because they have the blood of the lamb.
弟兄姊妹，我们若真的认识血的价值
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we truly understand the value in the blood of Jesus Christ,
哎，我们真的是何等的喜乐
！Then we will rejoice all the time.
我们里面在宝血的底下，我们就永远脱离了审判的恐惧。
Because the coverage of this precious blood, we can escape the fear of judgment.
宝血的意义到底是什么呢
？So what is the meaning of the blood?
在利未记十七章里面告诉我们，活物的生命。是在血的里面。
17 chapter on Leviticus tells us that the life of the animal is in its blood.
为什么这个血这么重要
？Why it is important to have blood?
为什么圣经说这是宝贵的血
？Why the Bible says this is a precious blood?
因为这不是一个外面一个物质的一个血而已。
Because we're not talking about blood in its material form.
因为生命是在血的里面。
Because life.Of a living creature is in the blood.
当主耶稣为我们在十字架流他的宝血。
So when Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross for us,
圣经说到耶稣基督为我们将魂倾倒。
Bible tells us that Jesus poured out his soul life for us.
就是他的生命为我们倾倒出来。
Which means the life of Jesus was poured out for us on the cross.
是怎么倾倒出来的呢
？How was his life poured out?
是在他的血的里面。
It was in His blood.
当他为我们流了宝血
，So when Jesus shed His blood for us,
他每一滴血都是为着我们流的。
Every drop of it was for our sake.
他流尽了他的血
，Until it was all gone.
他为我们将魂倾倒。
He poured out His life completely for us.
这个魂生命是耶稣基督那超凡美丽的生命。
And this soul life is that beautiful and supreme life of Jesus.
这个生命原本在世界上找不到的。
It's a life you cannot find anywhere in this world.
只有这个生命能够遵行神的旨意。
That's a life, the only life that can abide by the word of God.
能够超过律法一切的要求。
Surpasses all the requirements of God's law.
这个生命能够满足神的心。
And only that very life can satisfy God's heart.
这个生命能够胜过仇敌的权势。
And that's the only life can overcome the power of the evil one.
当仇敌遇见这个生命，
so when the enemies encounter this life of Jesus,
仇敌就失败，仇敌就害怕。
They will be immediately defeated and they will run.
这是超凡美丽的生命。
Because that is the supreme life of Jesus Christ.
这个生命让主耶稣基督在十字架上用他的生命美德来胜过了仇敌。
And that's why we say, on the cross, with his great virtue and life, he overcame.
哦，是这个生命让耶稣基督他能够在十字架完成救赎。
That was the life which made Jesus able to complete the salvation on the cross.
但是圣经告诉我们，他为我们将魂倾倒。
Bible tells us Jesus poured out his soul life for us.
当主耶稣基督的宝血为我们流出来。
So when Jesus shed his precious blood.
他的魂为我们倾倒。
His soul life was poured out.
哦，这个魂生命为我们舍弃。
And he gave up his soul life for us.
在这个魂生命一面，我们看见血往下流。
And you see, on one hand, the blood dripped downwardly.
但是另外一面呢，他的生命也往上升，一直到神的面前。
This beautiful life ascended upwardly until it reaches Father God.
到今天。
Even till today,
这个保险，这个生命仍然为我们说出美言。
This precious blood and this beautiful life still speaks good for us.
神一看见这个血，神的心就满足了。
Whenever God sees this blood, His heart is content.
神一看见这个血，他就不再审判我们。
And He will no longer judge us.
所以在以色列人，他们把血涂在门框门楣上。
That's why Israelites had to put the blood on the post of their doorframe.
十三节说，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。
Verse 13 says, the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are.
我一见这血就越过你们去。
And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
我击杀埃及地头生的时候。
And no destructive plague.
灾殃必不临到你们身上
灭你们。Will touch you when I strike Egypt.
神一看见这个血就越过他们。
Because when God sees the blood, He will pass over us.
今天我们凭着信来相信来接受。
Therefore, by faith, we believe and we receive what God says.
耶稣基督的宝血今天仍然在为我们说美言。
Even till today, the precious blood of Jesus still speaks good for us.
宝血永远不丧失它的能力。
And the blood will always stay effective.
神一看见这个血就越过我们。
And when God sees the blood, He will pass over us.
因为神一看见这个血，神的心真的是何等的满足。
Because whenever God sees the blood, His heart is satisfied.
这个血是他儿子的生命。
Because that is the life of His beloved Son.
是超凡美丽的生命。
That is the beautiful life.
在这个血的里面说到这个生命为我们曾经来到地上。
And that blood tells us that God has come into the world for us.
为我们经过所有的试炼和试探。
And gone through all the trials and temptations.
但是主耶稣他得胜。
And He overcame.
这是得胜的保险。
So therefore, this is all triumphant blood of God.
因为耶稣基督的生命是得胜的生命。
And Jesus Christ has His triumphant life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都要来相信来接受。
That's why, brothers and sisters, we need to come and believe and accept what has happened.
当我们去传福音的时候。
So when we go and share the gospel.
我们看见人里面的需要。
We see the great need in the bottom of people's heart.
因为我们认识耶稣基督他所完成的工作这样的宝贵。
And on the other hand, we know what the precious work God has done through Jesus Christ.
当我们看见人需要的时候，我们需要传扬这个福音。
Therefore, we need to share this great thing with the people that are in need.
主的十字架。主的流血不能只是一个客观的事实。
Don't let the precious blood and His salvation on the cross stay as an objective fact.
需要成为人主观的经历。
It has become subjective experience of someone.
他需要接受。
Therefore, that person has to accept what God does and believe it.
他需要耶稣基督的宝血真实涂在他的身上。
He needs to apply the blood of Jesus Christ onto his life.
叫我们真的是能够逃脱一切的审判。
So that we can escape all judgments of God.
我们看见以色列的百姓，他们不单单只是要脱离审判。
And you can see not only the Israelites at that time need to escape God's judgment.
不单单只是要得着赦免。
Not just to receive forgiveness.
所以我们常常讲，这是一个手续。
We always refer to this as a procedure.
神在他们身上有一个旨意。
Actually, God had a purpose on them.
离开埃及不过是一个手续。
Leaving Egypt was nothing but a procedure of.
神要把他们带到迦南美地。
And God's purpose is to bring them into the beautiful land of Canaan.
我们今天能够蒙恩得救是一个太喜乐的事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's a great thing. We should rejoice that we are saved.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这是一个手续。
But understand this. This is just a procedure.
你买了一个篮球比赛的这个门票。
Just like you bought a ticket going to this basketball game.
这是一个手续。
Buying the ticket is nothing but a procedure.
叫你能够进到那个球场。
Enable you to enter into the stadium.
但是目的是什么呢？
But what was the purpose of buying the ticket?
是你要看那场比赛。
You said that you can actually enjoy the game.
叫你能够享受。
You can watch the game.
神为我们预备了救恩
，and God has prepared for us salvation，
叫我们得着赦免
，so that we can be forgiven。
这不是他最终的目的
，but that is not the purpose。
这是一个手续
，it's just a procedure。
那我们要继续的往前
，so that we can continue on。
所以以色列民他们不是停在这里
，therefore you see Israelites did not just stop everything there。
羔羊的肉要烤了，要把它吃
，they have to roast the lamb and they will eat it。
不是一个。单单从客观上，我们得着了拯救，我们得着了赦免。
Therefore, we're not just being forgiven and receive salvation from an objective point of view.
我们还得着耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
But instead, we want to have Jesus Christ as my life.
用火烤了，讲到说这是钉十字架的基督。
Roast the lamb. The word roast means the crucified Christ.
他经过火一样的试炼。
Because he had gone through fiery trial for us.
是这位钉十字架的基督，他今天要活在我们里面。
It is this crucified Christ that will live in our heart.
我们要吃羔羊的肉。
Therefore, we need to eat from him.
我们要得着羔羊的生命。
So that we can receive his life.
好像我们能够有力量来行走前面的道路。
So that we will have the strength to walk.
以色列的百姓，他们何等的蒙福。
Therefore, Israelites were so blessed.
他们能够脱离埃及法老的权势。
They will be able to deliver out of the hand of the Pharaoh.
他们能够在审判底下得着拯救。
And they receive salvation when the judgment came.
他们能够吃羔羊的肉。
And they partake in the flesh of the lamb.
因为他们马上就要开始走路。
Why? Because they were about to travel.
他们不是只是在那里享受这个救恩。
They did not just stay there to enjoy the meal.
好像来看说，哎，埃及人看看你们这个凄惨的光景。
And they were not just waiting to see the terrible disaster that has occurred to all the Egyptians.
神拯救他们是要他们出埃及。
Because the purpose of this salvation is so that they can leave the land of Egypt.
叫他们离开这个地方。
They could leave that place.
但是离开也是一个手续。
Even leaving the place itself is nothing but a procedure.
那个目的是要他们能够进入。
The purpose so that they can enter into somewhere nicer.
要他们进入迦南美地。
To go into the beautiful land of Canaan.
要他们进到基督的丰满里面。
Into the fullness of Jesus Christ.
这是迦南的意义。
That is the meaning of land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，神带领我们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
神叫我们得着他的丰满。
God wants us to receive fullness that's in Him.
神本性的丰盛原本是藏在耶稣基督里面的。
All this fullness originally was dwelt in Jesus Christ.
乃是主耶稣为我们舍命流血。
But after Jesus gave His life and shed His blood,
那个丰满的生命在血里面为我们倾倒。
That fullness that was in His life now has been poured out for us.
叫我们今天能够得着。
So that you and I can have it today.
叫我们能够有份。
We can partake in it today.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
我们凭着信，我们来得着。
By faith, we can have it.
但是我们要与主一同走十字架的窄路。
But the key is that we are willing to walk on the narrow way of the cross with Jesus Christ.
我们的主不单叫我们得着生命。
The Lord not only wants us to have His life.
凭着信，我们就得着了生命。
Yes, by faith, we can have His life.
这个生命叫做永远的生命。
And this is what we call the eternal life.
主耶稣说，不单要我们得生命，还要得更丰盛。
Jesus said before, not only just receive life, but have it abundantly.
哈利路亚，我们所得着的是要得着一个更丰盛的生命。
That's why we need to have this life abundantly.
更丰盛的生命需要我们与主同行。
In order to do that, you have to walk with the Lord.
需要我们吃羔羊的肉。
We have to eat the lamb.
需要我们真的是束上腰带。
We need to tuckle our garment into a belt.
当时他们的人在家里面的时候，他们是把腰带拿下来的。
And usually, when you're in your house at that time, you take down your belt.
他们穿的衣服是一个连身的一个袍子。
And what they wore is like a garment, one piece.
但是呢，当他们要起来走路的时候
，But when they were about to travel,
他们需要把腰带束起来。
They need to fasten their belt.
他们需要穿上鞋子。
They need to wear their sandals.
因为他们要往前来行军了。
Because they were about to leave and march.
姊妹，我们不单得着羔羊为我们舍命。
Yet, therefore, brothers and sisters, we not only have the Lamb of God who gave His life for us.
不但得着羔羊的宝血。
To receive the precious blood.
我们不但享受神给我们预备的救恩。
Not only we can enjoy the salvation of God.
我们要吃羔羊的肉。
We need to eat the lamb.
我们要束上带子。
We need to fasten up.
我们要穿上鞋子。
Wear our sandals.
手中拿着杖。
Carry our staff with us.
我们吃的时候要赶紧的吃。
And we shall eat him in haste.
弟兄姊妹，因为神叫我们往前面行。
Because God wants to go on and move forward.
有一个更美好的地方。
For there is an even nicer place.
有一个更大的丰富。
A greater fullness will wait.
有一个神完全的旨意。
And that's the perfect will of God.
他叫我们与他有份。
He wants to share with him together.
我们的神何等的爱我们。
And our God loves us so much.
他巴不得让我们来承受他一切的丰满。
He wholeheartedly wants us to receive the fullness that's in him.
盼望我们借着这一段的圣经。
My prayer is through this passage.
借着好像以色列人他们所蒙拯救的一个过程
Through the experience of Israelites
叫我们更多的认识今天神在我们身上的旨意
We can know more the purpose that God has upon each one of us
也许在当时以色列人他们所看见的不过是一只羊羔
What Israelites saw that day was nothing but just a lamb
但是我们今天要看见的乃是逾越节的羔羊基督
But what we need to see today is that the Lamb of Passover is Christ
他已经被杀献祭了
Who has been sacrificed and offered up for our sins
这一只逾越节的羔羊就是基督他的自己
And this Passover lamb is Jesus Christ himself
啊，我们凭着信可以来得着
And by faith we can receive
我们凭着信能够与主一同走过人生的窄路
And we can walk together with Lord Jesus Christ in life's narrow way
他是我们最知心的朋友
And he is our best friend
为什么呢
Why?
因为他一路与我们同行
Because he's the one who's going to walk with us
他一路扶持我们
He's the one who's going to sustain us
一路带领我们
And lead us
但是呢，我们的主要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
And his purpose that we can have his life abundant.
今天我们的主不是在旁边，只是来帮助我们。
The Lord is not just going to stand by our side and help us.
他乃是与我们同行。
But he's going to walk with us together.
好吧，我们盼望在一年起手的时候。
At the beginning of a new year.
我们心里面真的是满了感谢和赞美。
Let our hearts be filled with thanks and Thanks and praise.
我们等一下再来唱那首最知心的朋友。
Let's sing that my best friend again.
他让我们的里面也有一颗真正愿意向着主有一个心愿。
May that be our heart and wishes.
主，我们要吃你，要喝你。
The Lord, I want to eat of you and drink of you.
我们要起来行走。
I want to get up and walk with you.
我们相信在这一年是主真的是要做特别工作的一年。
And I believe this is the year the Lord will do wonders among us.
叫我们。没有一个人是留在埃及的。
So no one will remain in the land of Egypt.
叫我们没有一个人好像是甘愿停留在一个原地的。
And no one is willing to stay at where they are.
我们说我们都要起来。
But instead, everyone says, I want to get up.
我们有羔羊的宝血。
I have the blood of lamb now.
我们有神全备的救恩。
And I have the full salvation of God.
我们要吃羔羊的肉。
I will eat of him.
我们要起来行走。
And I will get up and walk.
我们要一直来到迦南美地。
Until I reach the land of Canaan.
我们要得着基督的丰富。
I want to have all the fullness that's in Christ.
把我们里面真的带着感恩的心。
With a thankful heart.
我们来更多得着主的自己。
Let's receive Jesus Christ more.
主你是我最知心的朋友。
Lord, you are my dear and best friend.
主你是我最亲爱的伴侣。
And you my closest companion.
我的心在天天追想着你。
And I think of you every moment of the day.
渴望见到你的面。
Long to see your blessed face.
在我人生的每一个台阶。
And in every step of my way.
在我人生的每一个小站。
And every station in journey of my life.
你的手总是在搀拉着我。
Your hands are always there for me.
把我带在你身边。
Bring me closer to your side.
告诉我当走的路。
Show me the way you desire.
没有滑向死亡线。
Keep me from falling to the side.
你爱何等的长阔深高。
Oh, how high, how deep is your love.
我心发出惊叹。
I can never comprehend.
有了主还要什么？
What else I need besides you?
我心与主心相连。
My heart and your heart are one.
我已起誓要跟随主。
I promise always to follow you.
永不改变。
All the days of my life.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing it together.
主你是我最知心的朋友。主你是我最亲爱的伴侣，我的心在天天追想着你，渴望见到你的面，在我人生的每一个台阶，在我人生的每一个小站，你的手总是在缠拉着我，把我带在你身边，告诉我当走的路。没有花香是我安全，你爱的等你透过身高，我心发出惊叹，有了主还要什么？我心与主心
站起来，再把这首歌唱。
Let's stand up and sing the song together.
祝你是我最爱的。